Cody Jenkins, the Golf Guy, all part of the Golf Radio Network, and we encourage you to check out our website, jjthegolfguy.com, proudly brought to you by OSM Networks, your simple solution for e-business. We are here at the Toronto Star Golf and Travel Show. David Holmes, our guest, as a spokesperson. He is the man when it comes to PR for this event. Dave, thanks for joining us on the program.
Nice to see you.
This place is absolutely huge. I think it's our third or fourth year attending here, and you guys have put on a fantastic spread. Before we get into some of these specific details about the show itself, tell us the build-up, what it takes to actually make this happen.
Well, it's funny, you know, up until about the day before yesterday, this is one just great big huge space. And then suddenly, within 48 hours, you got 200 exhibitors that are bringing everything from golf clubs to exhibits to Rolls-Royce golf carts right down onto the floor, and it all happens within about 48 hours.
Golf continues to flourish, not only in Ontario, but also the world, and the difference in demographics here is incredible. You must see such a range of people.
Lots of kids this year, and the first 500 kids every day get a free club. This year it's a putter. It's a real cross-section of people. I mean, on a Friday, you get more of the business types coming in from the towers, the financial district down here. And Saturday, Sunday, you get more families and the avid golfers. But everyone knows that the golf show kicks off the Toronto and Ontario golf season, so here we are.
Dave Holmes, spokesperson for public relations here at the Toronto Star Golf and Travel Show. And Dave, for those of us that have not been to the show, what should people expect when they come here?
Well, we've got over 200 exhibitors. We've got all the brand new equipment, all the brand new clothing. We've got a million fabulous golf vacations that you can check out. Hank Haney is going to be here. He is Tiger Woods' golf coach. He is the swing coach of all swing coaches. He's going to be here on Saturday. We've got the world's fastest golfer, Ogie, who just today made a new world record for the number of golf balls hit within a two-minute period. So, I mean, we've got a trick shot artist, Todd Kierstead, who is Canada's foremost trick shot artist. And, of course, we've got everything that a golfer would ever possibly want for the 2007 season.
All right, Dave Holmes from the Toronto Star Golf and Travel Show, thanks for joining us, and we wish you all the best the rest of the weekend.
Pleasure.
Bill Paul, Tournament Director for the RCGA, joining us on Jody Jenkins, the Golf Guy. And, Bill, obviously, the first question, I'm sure you're getting it a lot. How are things coming along for this year's Canadian Open?
Well, I think things are coming along fine. As soon as we get rid of some of this snow, we can all, and probably a guest that comes along, we can get into the golf season. Certainly being down here at the show, I think everybody gets into it. I think the golf course that we put the bed in the fall is going to be in great shape come the spring. We've been communicating it to all the players on the tour about the changes, about the date, about the area, and I think things outside the ropes are going to be very, very positive for us. Certainly from a sales standpoint, we're doing well, in selling our corporate products. So I mean all points are going to a successful Canadian Open.
Now, some of our listeners might not be familiar with what you do, and maybe break it down what you do on a day-to-day basis. What does Bill Paul have to do each day?
Well, I mean, we're operating the Canadian Open, and right now there's a big sales push on us. I mean, our biggest challenge now is to try and find a title sponsor, and there's a lot of us on staff that are working on that. We're selling all of our day product, everything from a daily ticket up to a $60,000 Sky Chalet. We're recruiting players to play in the event, communicating that, trying to get some positive PR about the event, and just doing the whole operational plan about what we're going to have on site at Angus Glen.
And I know you guys have changed the date, and if you could give a brutally honest answer, what's the response been from players that have been approached or even talk in the locker room?
Well, I think the response from a lot of the players is really a wait and see. I mean, a lot of those guys don't know what the FedEx Cup is going to do. Certainly the date is tough, and following the British Open and then following the World Golf Championship. But, we've made our pitch is we've got a plane that's going to come from the British Open here, so we're making it easier for players. I think the golf course is, for what response that it's had in the past, the changes that we made are favorable to it. We've worked on the wives of Okobo coming up. Right now I've got 27 kids that are coming up with their moms. So, I mean, it's not as bad as what people think. Now, I mean, that's not a commitment from a lot of players, and there's still work to be done. done, but it's, we'll have to wait and see what the proof of the pudding is.
And finally, the course itself, will it offer a challenge to the PGA professionals this summer?
Yeah, I think Angus Glen, both of them, I think the North will. And I think what we did with Davis Love and making some changes to it, which really were strategy and tee angles and in tee shots and bunker strategy and fairway strategy, will make Angus Glen a better golf course for you and I, as well as those guys. And, I think it always had the teeth because of the length. It's in a spot where you're going to get a lot of prevailing winds to it. So I think it'll be a great test for them.
Bill Paul, Tournament Director for the RCGA, joining us on the Golf Guy program. And actually, one last question. If someone took a picture of you and your backswing, would you be injured?
Today I would be.
All right, thank you very much, Bill.
All right, thank you.
Jody Jenkins, the Golf Guy, and we continue to bring only the best in guests when it comes to this program. And we are joined now by Todd Kierstead. Well, why don't you explain what it is you do? You have a company called Golf with Attitude, and you do a lot of trick stuff, but you're also a skilled player as well.
Yeah, what I do is I started a company, and I saw a lot of companies that were losing a lot of money doing corporate events. They were putting a sign on a hole, spending $200 to $1,000 on a hole, not really getting bang for their buck. So I started a trick shot long drive demonstration. So now they're getting a 45-minute focused audience, having some fun, hitting 8-foot drivers, hitting teed up balls off guys' jock straps. So having some fun doing that.
Todd, tell us a little bit about your golf background, how you came to this point.
My golf background is I've played all over, started golfing as a kid, but ended up going on the instructional route because I wanted to eat steak rather than craft dinner. Playing was a little bit tough to make some money on, so got into the instructional side of things. Worked with Jim McLean down in Doral, traveled all over, actually North America, Mexico, and Canada, and then decided to add a little bit of wow factor, so I started hitting some trick shots with the instructional side of things.
Todd Kierstead, his website, golfwithattitude.ca. And tell us a little bit about the trick shot stuff you do. Let's focus on possibly even that bag you got behind you there. You have a massively long instrument. I assume it's a driver.
It's a driver. It's an 8-foot long driver. I've got a hammer attached to a head. I've got baseball bats. What I try and do is I along with the trick shot show, I also put in some instruction. So I relate things to people that what they already know: baseball swings, tennis swings, hockey swings, and it's not just all about trick shots, it's more about information too, and trying to let people go, wow, I get it now, I understand. And I also understand how you're able to hit these trick shots and giving it to them in a way that they can take it out on the golf course too.
All right, Todd, tell us a little bit about the skilled side of your game. Do you get to play a lot?
You know what? With doing the corporate events, I'm standing on a par 3 or standing on a par 5 doing a beat the pros. So playing, I do have the opportunity to play, but most of the time it's doing these corporate events where you're hitting one ball every 8 minutes. It's fun, but it's a little bit tough on your own game too.
So you're probably pretty good with a wedge then.
I do. I'm actually, from 150 in, I'm deadly.
And equipment-wise, name brands, anything in particular that you kind of lean to and you use?
You know what? Nobody's really reinventing the wheel right now. Like, there's a lot of great products out there. What I do recommend for people is play something that's fitted for them. Make sure they have the right shaft. Make sure they have the right length, lie angle, and using the right golf ball.
Todd Kierstead, Golf with Attitude. You can find him online, golfwithattitude.ca. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you very much. Have a great day.
Jody Jenkins, the Golf Guy, all part of the Golf Radio Network, and we thank you for joining us on the program. We're here with Shane Dysart from the Grand Niagara Course, the resort course. And Shane, first of all, thanks for joining us. I know you've been a friend of the program for several years now, and it's an honor to finally meet you. I think this is our first face-to-face meeting.
It certainly is.
And we are in front of a huge map of the property. And before we get into this and some of the exciting things going on at Grand Niagara, and of course the forthcoming Greg Norman course at Grand Niagara, bar none, one of the best courses, easily top three for me, and I've played a lot of golf, and you guys must be very happy about that and very proud of the accomplishments.
Yeah, we're very, very happy with that. We were voted number three best new design golf course in Canada this year by Golf Digest, and along with the award that we received a couple of years ago is best new design golf course in Niagara Falls. We're very, very happy with the quality of the project thus far.
Now, Shane, tell us a little bit about your golf background before we get into Grand Niagara, because you have a storied and fabled past.
Well, I don't know if it's storied and fabled, but I've been a member of the PGA now for about 23 years, and have also been a member of the European PGA as well. and I'm a member of the Canadian Society of Club Managers. So I've been in and around clubs for about 30-plus years, and this is really a very special project to be associated with as well.
Grand Niagara Course is a fantastic piece of property, and let's start there, the property itself. I mean, you talk about routing that Rhys Jones did in this course, a fantastic design. It certainly moves you around in a way that not a lot of courses can do.
Well, you know, that's very observant of you. One of the great things that we've got going at Grand Niagara, especially on the Rhys Jones course, is we have a significant amount of property. The overall footprint is about 800 acres. However, the Rhys Jones course sits on 325. The average golf course sits on about 150. So there was a lot of ground to work with here.
Now, the Greg Norman course, if we can move away from the Rhys Jones course for a couple seconds here. The Greg Norman course, you guys are excited about that. What can you tell us when it comes to progress, when we can anticipate playing it?
Well, the Greg Norman Golf Course, we just secured all of the property and just put all the approvals in place about 3 weeks ago, as a matter of fact, early March. We're going to go to market and sell the memberships in a limited release in May of 2007. So in a little less than a month and a half, we're going to go to market on that. We've had some preliminary meetings with Greg Norman. He's very excited about the property and what we're going to be doing here. The plan is to create a very open, a very windswept golf course. Pine Valley meets Royal Melbourne. A lot of sand, a lot of swales, a little bit of water. And also accommodated on the property is going to be a winery, a Greg Norman winery as well. So we're really excited about that.
Fantastic. Shane Dysart from the Grand Niagara Rhys Jones course joining us on the Golf Guy program, all part of the Golf Radio Network. And we encourage you to check out our website, jjthegolfguy.com. And as we mentioned earlier, the Grand Niagara course in our top five rankings for the entire year of 2006. And I know that Shane was very excited about that. And, of course, we do rank them on a monthly basis. You guys were up there for a long time.
I appreciate that. It's a great property, and I hope you're going to come down again this year.
Oh, we hope to be down there for sure. We're going to do some live shows from there. Let's get a question from the business side. And you talked about marketing. How important is it for a golf course's success to be based on what the magazines, what the trade publications are saying about your course? Does that play a huge role?
I think at the end of the day, it plays a significant role. I don't think it plays a huge role. I think what happens is the more times people hear of your golf course, the more impressions are in the marketplace, the more images that are out there, obviously helps to promote the product. So it doesn't hurt not being mentioned, but it's a real asset when you are mentioned more times than not.
Now, having said that, where would your course, your facility position itself, or what positioning would they take? Are they under the impression that if somebody plays it once, they will realize that they need to come back and tell all their friends? Or is it that kind of marketing that you guys rely on?
Right now, we're looking at a couple of points. One is a e-news or an email type program. We do a friends and family program as well, which is that viral referral program that you're talking about. We also do mass awareness, which is in the Niagara Falls, Hamilton Golden Horseshoe, and into Toronto. So there's a lot of different vehicles that we do utilize. And it's really important, as you said, it's about getting the name out there and making sure that when you and your friends come down, you have a great experience.
And with so many properties popping up on a yearly basis, it's getting even tougher to compete. The Niagara region itself, how do you find yourself positioned in that area?
Well, that's a great question, and trying to be as modest as I can, we are the best golf course in the neighborhood.
Hey, excellent. I would agree. Now, what about, I hate to mention the competition, but John Daly has his name attached to a course that's pretty close to you guys. What's the response been? I mean, do you guys ever try to work together and get people moving around, or do you not take that focus?
I think it's key in the marketplace, in any marketplace and industry that you're in. It's incumbent upon everyone to work together. And we have great relationships with all the properties in the neighborhood because we find that the consumer typically comes down for 2 or 3 days. So they're going to play our golf course. They're going to play others in the neighborhood. And we encourage them to play other golf courses because when they do, they'll realize just how good ours is.
Now, Shane, you were involved in a fantastic property in the GTA, and I know you were instrumental in having some big tournaments there with some big names. Will we see that in the Niagara facilities?
Well, when I was at the Toronto Board of Trade, we had the Altamira Charity Challenge there for a number of years, and we had some great celebrities and great PGA professionals in. Last year at Grand Niagara, we had our inaugural event called the Ace and Aces event. And we had John Kangemi, we had Dan Marino, Stan Mikita, Grant Fuhr, just to name a few of the celebrities from the celebrity tour that came to our property last year. We had a poker challenge event with that as well. We also had the Canadian Professional Golfers Association. They had an event there as well. So there's lots of great things that are happening. And our plan, too, is to tie in with Greg Norman when we do build the Greg Norman course. And we're looking at an event called the Vintner's Cup, which will be an international wine event, which should be happening in the next couple of years.
And there's a lot of guys getting into wine, especially on the PGA Tour. I know Luke Donald making the announcement the other day that he's getting into it now, too.
It's unbelievable. You know, you take Ernie Els is into it. Sergio's getting into it. David Frost is into it. Mike Weir is into it. I mean, these guys, they're all loving wine. And they're all starting their own wineries. I mean, it's pretty amazing. And it's very special that we'll be able to tie that in with Greg Norman and others.
GrandNiagaraResort.com. I encourage you to check it out. Bar none, one of the best courses, maybe even the best course that the golf guys played. Shane Dysart, our guest, and I know we'll be dropping by later on in the year, and we're excited about having you guys be a part of the show.
Well, I'm looking forward to being a part of the show, and I can't wait for you guys to come down and play us. Thanks, buddy.
Jody Jenkins, the golf guy, all part of the Golf Radio Network, and we are live from the Toronto Star Golf and Travel Show, standing here with Tony Tatro. He's a fantastic professional, and we're in front of a huge plasma screen, and he's from a division called Frog Hair. Something about frog hair. And you know what? I'm not even going to attempt to try and figure out what this is. Tony, first of all, thanks for joining us. Let us into the world of frog hair.
Well, my pleasure. Thank you for the opportunity. Most golf professionals look at the golf swing and they try to fix cosmetic things that are going wrong with the golf swing. We try to fix swing flaws. Not necessarily important, not necessarily going to get the player to play better. What if he physically can't do something differently? What if he is making that swing flaw because he can't do anything else? We also don't look at a player's efficiency and find out how well he transfers energy in his golf swing. At Frog Hair, we're about so much more than that. We want to know what the body can do. We want to know what a player's efficiency is, and then we have a roadmap as to how to make him better.
Tony Tatro from Frog Hair joining us on Jody Jenkins, the golf guy. We're in front of this plasma screen, a lot of stuff that I have no idea what it's doing. Break it down. What exactly is going on?
Well, we're looking at a player's kinematic sequence, and that, if you liken it to the snapping of a towel, every touring professional would have a similar kinematic sequence. Their golf swings all look different, but they all deliver energy efficiently. This is the measure of efficiency. So if I can get a player, if I can get his hips, torso, arms, and club to look like this on a graph, I know that he's delivering energy as well as I can get him to do it. That's the real measure, and that's what we're looking to have our players do, not look pretty. I don't care if a player stands on one foot if he delivers energy effectively.
Tony Tatro, why frog hair?
It's the slang term for the apron or the fringe around a green. So it was a story that we wanted to tell. Yeah, it's slang for the apron, and it's a story that we have been telling through our media and through any publications that we make.
Excellent. Now, Tony, you guys are based out of Buffalo, New York. If someone was to go down there or set up an appointment or take a visit, aside from getting their swing analyzed, what are some of the other amenities you guys offer?
A wonderful bar and restaurant. We've got 25 flat-screen TVs, all high-def cable, so you can come down. Even if you're a non-golfer, it's a beautiful place just to come in to hang out for an evening. We've got golf simulators, 8 of them. High-tech, about golf simulators. They're fantastic. Lots and lots of data. And then we've got the Performance Center. So we can cater to anybody and everybody in the game. Even if you're a non-golfer, we can cater to you too.
And you guys have a great website?
Absolutely. www.thefroghair.com.
Tony Tatro from Frog Hair. Check it out, and you will be impressed. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate it.
Jeff Palmer, Director of Golf at the Raven Golf Club at Laura Bay. And, of course, the exciting news for you guys, home of the 2007 TELUS Skins game. Before we get into that, Jeff, thanks for joining us.
My pleasure. Thank you. I've been in the business for 16 years. I grew up on Vancouver Island where I did my apprenticeship there. I moved to China in 1998 and was the general manager of the Shanghai Lynx Golf and Country Club in Shanghai before joining IntraWest in Hawaii. So I managed our golf property in Hawaii, the Big Island Country Club, for 3 years and then got transferred to the Raven Golf Club at Laura Bay. So it's been a circuitous journey. journey, but a great one. So good to be in the area for sure.
Jeff, tell us about that journey, because you go from China to Hawaii and then you wake up one morning in Laura Bay. You must have been thinking, what's going on here?
It was a little chilly, but really, really good to be in the Collingwood area. You know, it's a really exciting place. Lots of new development. The golf is booming there, and with the Raven brand being Interwest's sort of premier brand of golf, golf experience, it was a no-brainer for me as far as the career move went. So, you know, I miss the sunshine, but it, job-wise, it's been really good. So,
absolutely. Branding, the Raven name itself. I know one of our past guests, Brian Pavlett, who's a long driver in the States, is affiliated with some of the Raven courses down there. Tell us, from a Canadian perspective, what's the response been to the actual Raven branding? And then we'll talk a little bit about the facility.
Great. Yeah, I think the response has been very, very strong. You know, people are responding to it really well. And the brand alignment with the Westin Trillium House and Ed Blue and the Interwest name has been great. So, and that's sort of what we're trying to create is that branded golf experience where you can stay at an Interwest resort, be able to rely on the Raven commitment to the guest service and sort of identify with that brand. So it's been great.
Absolutely. And the branding for you guys has been huge. You talked about the name Raven itself, but then even going further with your designer and your consultants, Tom Lehman, Tom McBroom. I mean, that's that just adds to it.
Exactly. Two name guys, really great designers. McBroom is so well lauded with a lot of his awards, and Lehman is his business has really taken off. He's done a great job, and he personally gets right into it as well. He's not just a tour player who will sign his name to the drawings and then walk away. He was there every step of the way. So just a great team that brought the thing to life. So
Jeff Palmer, Director of Golf at the Raven Golf Club, is our guest on the program. And Jeff, talk to us a little bit about the facility itself, a relatively new course. Many of our listeners have not had the opportunity to play there, but I'm sure once they go out and test it, they will certainly want to go back.
Absolutely. You know, great for all levels of players. We've got five sets of tees measuring from 5,800 to 7,200 yards. Running along the Nipissing Ridge, there's some just great views of Georgian Bay, great old school bunkering, and really sort of a parkland links, sort of a throwback course. McBroom really sort of wanted to have a classic feel and a classic look, and I think it's a timeless design, a really nice facility.
And any holes that stick out in your mind, I hate to put the term signature hole because it's overused quite a bit, but if you had to.
Sure, yeah, I think we've got two, one per nine. You know, coming around the bend on number nine, it's an elevated fairway coming down to a green that sits basically right on the horizon of Georgian Bay, so just a stunning view there. And then when you get to the back nine, there's a spectacular par three that is 190 yards from the tips, goes straight downhill, so you've got the view of the trees, particularly spectacular in autumn, and then the Georgian Bay in the background. So just some great bay views there, and one spectacular view per nine.
Online at raven@laurabay.com, and we appreciate you for joining us, Jeff Palmer, Director of Golf, and we look forward to joining you this year.
Thank you, sir. Pleasure. We look forward to seeing you out there.
Take a listen to this line from MicroAge President Tom Fleming. When you deal with MicroAge, we take all the worry and problems out of your computer systems. Isn't that a relief? I mean, let's be honest. Sometimes dealing with computers can be frustrating work, but not when you put it in the hands of MicroAge. They cover it all, from computer sales to IT consulting, right through to project management. Their approach is to deal with you and meet your exact needs. They want you to succeed, and they will use their energy and talent to make sure you get there. MicroAge has been in business since 1984, specializing in bringing IT solutions to the business community with the best and accredited professionals in the region. MicroAge in Belleville and Kingston. Computer solutions have never been so clear.
Brent has a hard time with anything that isn't sports.
What's the score? I can't tell. Who's winning?
Brent, it's Shakespeare in the Park. Nobody wins.
You got that right.
That's why Brent likes it at Boston Pizza, because he can relax, watch whatever game, and always get exactly what's going on, unlike some other places.
Offside! Totally offside!
The word is objection, Mr. Hawes.
Right, objection. What'd I say?
Boston Pizza. You're among friends.
Pinnacle Music Studios is Southeastern Ontario's authorized Yamaha piano dealer. We carry the finest crafted instruments from digital pianos to the world-renowned Yamaha grand pianos. So whether you're a concert-level artist needing a large grand piano or a beginner just starting out, we have a Yamaha instrument to meet your needs and your budget. With over a century of piano manufacturing experience and innovation, Yamaha pianos are the premier choice of concert venues, music schools, professional musicians, and music enthusiasts around the world. Play a Yamaha today at Pinnacle Music Studios, downtown Belleville.